Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's nice to be here, but it's cold, it's slippery, and I really wanted to focus a little bit on bone health because what we see in the winter, at least in Canada, is we see a lot of people slipping and falling and fracturing something. So what affects bone health? Well, there's a number of factors that do, and some you can control and some you can't. The ones you can't control, for example, are your gender, because women are more at risk for osteoporosis than men, your age, the older you get, the greater your risk, your race, you're more at risk for osteoporosis if you're white or of Asian descent, and your family history. If you have a parent or sibling with osteoporosis, particularly your mother or your father having a hip fracture, that genetics increases your risk. Things you can control are things like your calcium intake, and we know that calcium is important to mineralize bone. Tobacco and alcohol use contribute to weak bones, and so it's really important to avoid those options. We know that hormone levels affect bones, so women are more at risk for osteoporosis after menopause. The estrogen protects you and protects bone. Medical conditions such as diabetes and other disorders can increase the risk of low bone mass, as well as certain medications, excessive weight loss, and eating disorders all can affect bone. So what you want to do if you're trying to keep your bones healthy, and let's say you are getting older, and you can't change that, and you are female, and you can't change that. You can change your calcium and vitamin D intake, your amount of exercise, whether you're smoking and drinking, and certainly you can look at medications that you may not need or medications that you may have an option to take or not take that may affect your bones. So I think it's time to pay attention. And what we want when we slip and fall, because inevitably everybody will slip and fall at some time, is we want to bounce and not break. And that's what it's all about.
Solid information. Definitely want to bounce instead of break. If you're interested in taking charge of your health, then look for the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's available in Canadian bookstores, on Amazon. It's on Dr. Vivian Brown's site, drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy for a special gift, feel free to call me at 416-504-6777. You can't go wrong when you have a GPS for good health, and that's what this book is all about. Remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for that solid advice on what affects our bone health, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.